Money FM 89.3, the best of the breakfast huddle. The bigger picture, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It is now time for the bigger picture with Willie King. And Willie, this morning is kind of all about last week because of those increased rate hikes. What to expect and how? I mean, we know they're going to be aggressive fighting inflation, but what does the picture look like?
Yeah, I mean, Elliot, like what you rightly pointed out, last week we saw markets going into a free fall as the Fed raised hikes, and we saw a broad-based sell-off as central banks all over the world are ramping up their fight against inflation. In fact, the Fed expects higher rates to last through 2023. So I would expect investors will be bracing themselves for new volatilities in the week ahead. And on top of that also, I'm also looking at some of the economic data. So some of the big ones which I am looking at is, for example, the Personal Consumption Index, which is the PCE index. This is what the Fed prefers to the CPI index. I'm also looking at China's PMI. So this is a big data.
Wow, it's a lot of data this week.
Oh, yes, for sure. And a lot of this data is all coming on the tail end of the week. So a lot of them, they're all reporting on Friday. So, you know, you have China's PMI. And on top of that, you have some of the GDP growth data. For example, the US second quarter GDP growth. I think that's something to look out for. And on top of that, you also have the inflation. Eurozone inflation coming out from some of the big countries in Europe. You have Germany, France, and Italy reporting inflation. I think that will actually put some pressure on the ECB.
All right. Sounds like you're going to need some help for this.
Yeah, for sure. So for me, I'll be roping in Matt Taylor, Senior Director of FTI Consulting, to share with me his views. Hello, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, Willie. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. So markets for the week ahead, I'm looking at markets were in the red last Friday after the Fed's hike. Can I get your view on how are the markets setting up for the week and the month ahead?
Right. Well, it's already a rough start to the fresh trading week. If you look at the markets that are already open, we're seeing declines in the order of around about 2% for those major markets in Japan, South Korea and Australia that are already started to trade for the fresh trading week. And in fact, this is, as you said, on the back of the steep declines that we saw not only in the United States, but also pretty much across most of the world at the end of last week after we did see not only the Federal Reserve hike rates, but many other central banks around the world as well join in with those aggressive rate hikes. And in fact, if you look at the U.S. market now, it's now trading at the lowest level that we've seen in 2022. Of course, the Fed hiking by 0.75 percentage point, sparking more fears that the economy is headed towards a recession if, in fact, it's not already there. As we see these aggressive moves by central banks, now the Dow closed below the 30,000 level for the first time since June on Friday. It was off by about 1.6%. The S&P 500, 1.7% weaker. And the NASDAQ, the worst performer, down by 1.8%. But for the week, the major indices struggled again. Now, this was the fifth negative week in six, or the fourth negative week in a row that we've seen four stocks in the US, the Dow giving up 4% over the week, the S&P down by about 4.6%, the NASDAQ down by more than 5%, and the Dow now even flirting with bear market territory, which is a decline of 20% from its most recent intraday high on Friday. It was, if you look at the intraday low, it was down by something like 19.9%, so coming ever so close to that key technical decline of 20%, which determines or defines bear market territory. So a lot more volatility over the week ahead is what we're expecting here, particularly when you look at what's going on with rates and also the currency markets as well.
Yep. So maybe just to shift gear into it, let us know. I mean, terrible week for currency markets. I mean, we have the pound sitting the lowest level since 1985, and the BOJ has intervened last week. So what are your views on the Forex?
Yeah, a really interesting week for the Forex markets, and we will be watching those currencies again this week in light of the turmoil that we have seen and the volatility in the currency markets. You're right. We did see the pound drop to its lowest level in about 37 years since 1985 on Friday. And this was after the new government under, of course, the new Prime Minister Liz Truss there unveiled a raft of generous tax cuts. We also had the Bank of England lifting interest rates by 50 basis points last week. So this is just another central bank that jumped on, of course, the hawkish bandwagon there. And the BOE also suggesting that the UK economy was likely already in recession. The BOJ, as you mentioned, intervening in the currency as well for the first time that we've seen them do that to strengthen the currency since 1998. It left its monetary policy settings steady, but on the back of that and what we saw from other global central banks, we did see a big slide in the yen. So to arrest that, we had some intervention from the Bank of Japan. So we'll be closely watching those currency markets again this week because it has a big impact on individual economies with things that are priced in US dollars. If we're seeing individual currencies weaken, well, then things are going to become more expensive, and that is going to really add to the inflationary pressures that we are seeing in a number of these countries. So places like Japan don't want to see their currency become too weak because it's going to put pressure on the inflationary picture there.
I think I just want to pick your brains on this, Matt. I mean, since we are in the topic of the BOJ and the yen, I mean, foreign reserves are generally there, you know, to sort of protect the economy from financial shocks or unexpected events, and not exactly to artificially prop up your currency. So do you think that what the BOJ is doing in terms of the intervention is a good idea?
Well, you just have to look at why they're doing it. Obviously, they don't want to become uncompetitive with a currency that's too weak and the impact that that will have on some of the local industry. But it's interesting when it comes to Japan because sometimes a weaker currency can be beneficiary there to some of the heavy export markets in Japan, where if the yen is weaker, because the products that some of the exporters sell in Japan becomes much more attractive. So it's a bit of a double-edged sword. But when we're talking about manufacturing, you were just touching on this earlier on, it is going to be a busy week ahead on the manufacturing front as well. China manufacturing on tap at the end of this week. We're going to be getting both the official and private sector gauges due out of China at the end of the week. Now, this is the official PMI. It's expected to show an ongoing contraction in manufacturing in China in the month of September. The reading is expected to show a print there of about 49.3 versus 49.4, which was the previous month. And this is below the line in the sand of 50, which separates contraction from expansion. The Caixin private sector survey is also due on Friday as well. Sometimes this one can show a little bit more optimism, but the expectation there is that we are expected to also show a contraction with a reading of 49.2 for the most recent month against the previous read of 49.5. So manufacturing really front and center this week as well.
Yep. I think this is a really interesting week to look out for, like what you have just said, the China PMI, and of course, you know, like what I've mentioned as well on the inflation. It's very good to have you here with me this morning, Matt. This is Matt Taylor from FTI Consulting. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks very much.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.